Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and as is appropriate, we're taking an intelligent medicine approach to our current coronavirus epidemic. We invite your calls and questions, 877-726-8255. That's our number. And there's lots to talk about. We're going to stay on top of this story, and over the next few weeks, we'll be doing some really very excited to say some outstanding podcasts with experts who will provide a balanced perspective on the use of natural products for COVID-19, as well as the general information that you need to weather this current lockdown. Problem with the virus is that it's insidious. More than 10% of patients, it was recently discovered, are infected by somebody who has the virus but does not yet have symptoms. This is called pre-symptomatic transmission. These are silent spreaders, and it may take up to a week from exposure until you exhibit symptoms, which makes it harder to contain than, say, Ebola, where people are extremely sick. Blood's coming out of their nose and ears, and they're vomiting blood and they're having blooding diarrhea. That makes it really obvious that something's happening here. You got to stay away from this person, put them in seclusion. But here it's a much less severe disease. Fatality rate with Ebola is 50%. With this disease, it's estimated to be somewhere around 1%. Public health responders to Ebola outbreaks have much more time to identify and isolate cases before they infect others. So there's some interesting theories going around. One that I read is that melatonin could be an effective preventive, or at the very least, can attenuate the symptoms of coronavirus. I'm not sure there's any supplement that you can take that's 100% backstop that's going to provide you with a protective shield against this coronavirus. But there's an interesting paper that I read, and it is very complicated. You'd have to be a PhD in virology to completely understand the organic chemistry and immunology that underlies this mechanism. But one salient fact is that babies are born with very little melatonin, but within a matter of days, their melatonin production skyrockets and remains high until adolescence, when it starts to drop. And by the time you're 40 or 50, it's about a quarter of what it once was. And it's the pineal gland that generates melatonin in response to circadian rhythms. Darkness triggers melatonin production. That's why lots and lots of artificial light suppresses our melatonin production. And by the time you're 70, 80, 90, you're almost making no melatonin. That's why a lot of people have sleep problems. There are other reasons, but melatonin's one of them. And it is thought that small amounts of melatonin, not, you know, massive doses such as we use for cancer, 20, 30, 60, but just a half a milligram or a milligram or two of melatonin at night can help patients avoid some of the more serious consequences of COVID-19. That's out there. You know, talk also about the risk-benefit equation of these lockdowns. The problem is, like an errant 737 MAX, the economy can stall. You know, it's a very, before this pandemic, we had a very robust economy. But when you close everything down, you slow it down, and the worldwide economy, the global system that we have, is a little bit like a 737 MAX. And when it slows down too much or goes, it's too steep a configuration, it can stall, and then it can go into an uncontrollable nosedive. So we really have to think about the economic consequences of this shutdown. You know, some people think, well, it's going to be a couple of weeks. No, it may be longer. So the question is, how long can we shut down businesses and supply chains, and how much damage can the service industries that depend on customers sustain before the economy, before we generate, you know, artificially generate, not just a recession, but a depression. There's also a lot of politicization of this. There are people on the one hand who say, you know, there's no big whoop. Let's just let this burn through the population. We're too much in panic mode. And then there are others who are exploiting this for political gain to say, oh, the government's incompetent, and whatever public official is in charge, whether it be the mayor of New York or the president of the United States, is an incompetent boob, and we're using this as a political cudgel when we should really be thinking of pragmatic solutions and pulling together, you know, regardless of, you know, you like who's in charge or not. You know, we got to stick together around this to get through it. Sunlight, they say, is the best disinfectant. And it's true when it comes to full disclosure of secret things and suppressed information, but it also has to do with the fact that sunlight does a couple of nice things. It, ultraviolet light inactivates viruses on surfaces, and also it generates vitamin D. So it's thought that one of the reasons why we see a lot of colds and flus, people are vitamin D deficient. They, you know, they turn into pale faces in the winter months. They're not generating vitamin D. They become vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D is very important in terms of fighting off infections. In fact, during the Spanish flu of 1918-1919, they literally put beds in open fields when weather permitted to give patients exposure to sunlight and fresh air. They thought it worked for tuberculosis. They used to send people to sanatoriums in the mountains and you know, have them sit in a lounge chair with a blanket in the Swiss Alps or in the Adirondacks. Or Catskills, and some of them pulled through because with sunlight came vitamin D production. So will warmer temps and longer days bring an end to the virus? That's a possibility, because we do see, there's no question, there are less cases of influenza during the summer months. Epidemics usually cluster in winter, spring, and fall, although colds can occur in the summer. If some of you are old enough, remember the Contact commercial, a summer cold is an ugly animal. Yeah, people get colds in the summer. It hits you in the summer when you have lots to do. Remember that old jingle? Well, yeah, so it's not yet been proven that when warmer temperatures come, we'll have less of a problem. It is reassuring that where I was in the Caribbean, there hadn't been a lot of spread, where there's lots of warmth and sunshine. We'll have to see what happens to some of the lesser developed countries like India and Brazil and Venezuela in the Sun Belt when this epidemic hits their shores. Okay, let's pause now. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when I return, we're going to talk about a potential breakthrough. It's a conventional medication breakthrough, but we'll take whatever we can get. We'll also talk about natural supplements, pros and cons, on the subject of coronavirus. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 is the number. By the way, you can call that number anytime, 24-7, and record a question. We'll take one of those calls in just a moment. But one of the most exciting developments on the coronavirus scene, you know, there is no cure, there is no treatment other than supportive care. They've tried some things like steroids for people who have severe pneumonia. That doesn't really seem to work. Trials are underway, especially in China, of intravenous vitamin C, and there's some preliminary reports that it seems to help. In U.S. trials at the University of Virginia, intravenous vitamin C was shown to help patients with septic shock and acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS, which is very dangerous, 50% fatality, and the IV vitamin C really minimized the death rate. So for the very severely ill patients, that is a possibility. That's not to say that, you know, if you're really sick, that you should go to a holistic doctor's office like mine and plunk yourself down in a chair and take IV vitamin C. Probably not a good idea, because you'll be spreading it to everybody on the way to the office, on the elevators, and within the office itself. But in a hospital setting, proper precautions undertaken to protect the staff and other patients, IV vitamin C might be a useful option to explore. I'm not sure it's being done at all in the United States. We tend to poo-poo these natural therapies. HIV medication, several combinations were tried in an early investigation, and the trial failed, didn't really zap the coronavirus. The investigational antiviral drug Remdesivir is undergoing clinical trials, and there's some encouraging news about that, but it's not yet definitive. that it works. Now, a very interesting report came out of France, out of Marseille, and it's a small clinical trial. It's very preliminary, but it's a well-done trial comparing no treatment to the use of an old-fashioned anti-malarial medication called hydroxychloroquine, otherwise known as Plaquenil. Plaquenil is now used for certain autoimmune conditions, for skin conditions, for certain eye conditions. It's a drug that has been used for a long time. It's a cheap drug. Supplies of it have virtually evaporated. And the question is whether we're dependent on the Chinese for our supply chain for obtaining critical drugs like Plaquenil. But Plaquenil alone or Plaquenil in combination with azithromycin, better known as Z-Pak. Now, you might say, well, Z-Pak, that's an antibacterial. How's that working on a virus? Well, Plaquenil is an anti-parasite medication, and azithromycin is an antibacterial, but a lot of these drugs have ancillary effects, and they may reduce inflammation, and they may take care of that critical cytokine storm that puts patients over the edge. It appears that the vast majority of people with this condition are mildly ill, they have fevers, they have a cough, and then they kind of crest the top of the mountain and they start getting better. That's about 80% of patients. Another 20% develop kind of a meltdown of their immune systems, and the immune system starts to heat up. And at that point, it may be that these drugs are helpful and life-saving. And this study out of Marseille was very encouraging. It showed that there were virtually no fatalities in people who took that combo. So these are readily available drugs. The trials, I'm sure, are being rapidly accelerated. Normally, it takes months for medications to be approved. A rumor is spreading on the internet that gin and tonics help this because, well, you know, quinine is an ingredient in tonic water, and that's an anti-malarial. It's traditional anti-malarial, and somehow that's similar to hydroxychloroquine. You can't get Plaquenil. Drink gin and tonics. No, sorry, gin and tonics won't do the job. There's no proof that quinine does anything against the virus. Another possible therapy is something called convalescent serum. And this could be ramped up fairly quickly because there are a lot of people who've had this, have recovered, and their serum contains antibodies that may confer protection to immunosuppressed individuals who are coming down really sick with this. And that's something that's also being explored on the high-tech front. So, when we return, we're going to explore some other potential solutions, talk about some of the other ramifications of the current coronavirus pandemic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Got a good gut feeling? Well, Michael Shore certainly did in 2000 when he founded Essential Formulas to distribute Dr. O'Hara's probiotics in the U.S. While Mike was visiting Malaysia in 1997, he came down with severe digestive distress. A local doctor recommended a fermented probiotic paste made from natural fruits and vegetables developed by international award-winning microbiologist Dr. O'Hara. Mike recovered quickly and flew to Japan to meet Dr. O'Hara to discuss bringing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to North America. That's the story of how Essential Formulas was formed 20 years ago. And on their 20th anniversary, all of us want to congratulate Essential Formulas for bringing superior probiotic supplements that are now standard at every natural health retailer across the U.S. From Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to probiotic lotions and beauty bars for skincare to their new probiotic collagen products, Essential Formulas is your go-to place for probiotic health and wellness. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-
841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We have a recorded call that we're going to take now. Let's hear it.
Hi, this is Michael from West Orange, New Jersey. Dr. Hoffman, I think you know me. You and I have respectfully debated on diet for many years, but I do respect you, and I'd love to get your opinion on this. Virtually every news network I've been listening to for the past month is talking about disinfecting and cleaning and wearing masks and what have you. But I hear virtually nothing being said about natural ways to boost immunity in the hopes of fighting this virus. And we know that high doses of vitamin C can fight virus, as well as other antioxidants will help the body. And I'm wondering why no one is talking about taking the right supplements to boost their immune response as a form of protection. And I'm wondering if you can comment on it. Thank you so much.
Well, that's a great question, Michael. My vegan friend, we've jousted occasionally on Facebook, but it's all in good fun because I respect where you're coming from. Thanks for teeing me off on this important issue, because there's a question as to whether supporting the immune system really will help coronavirus. I mean, we have to ask, you know, obviously it seems intuitive. Yes, because you have a good immune system, you're going to do better with this. And clearly people are on immunosuppressive medications, and there are literally millions of them in America, people who've had cancer, chemotherapy, people who are on immunosuppressive drugs for organ transplants, people who take biologic medications for conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease and MS. And now psoriasis drugs are being popularized where, you know, they have warnings that you could be more susceptible to infections, tuberculosis and other things. And so, yeah, you know, clearly, having a more robust immune system is likely, we think, to shield you from the more severe consequences of this disease. There's an interesting debate, though, about when to hold and when to fold with immune-supportive nutrients, because immunity is a two-edged sword. When you are severely ill, sometimes your immune system turns against you, and there's a thought that Taking certain things like elderberry, for example, which is excellent against flus and coronaviruses, it's been demonstrated to be helpful. It may be that it's fine as a preventive or when you're in the early phases of the disease, but more research may reveal that when you're going down that slippery slope towards severe lung inflammation and pneumonia, that may be a time to withhold things that bolster your immune response, because it's your immune response that's unchecked that is out of control. That's something that needs to be further researched. But there are studies that suggest that natural killer cells, if they are numerous and effective, that can be a bulwark against coronavirus. And some of the things that are helpful would include vitamins A, C, zinc, selenium, which you can get from taking a few Brazil nuts if all the selenium is sold out in your health food store. Vitamin D, that's the sunlight connection, but also taking, you know, around 2 to 5,000 international units of vitamin D can be helpful. I've actually suggested when people come down with the flu that they megadose with vitamin D, that they may take the 50,000 international unit vitamin D for 2 or 3 days. To really boost up their levels of vitamin D. And there's actually some evidence that that's a good strategy from some preliminary trials. Oregano is helpful. In a moment, I'll share with you a good source of oregano, particularly rosemary. Rosemary contains rosmarinic acid, as does oregano, which may be helpful as a protease inhibitor against the virus. There's astragalus in the traditional Chinese medicine category, And then their mushrooms, maitake and shiitake and cordyceps and coriolis. There's a product called AHCC, brand named Empower, and other brands of AHCC, which is very popular in Japan for supporting natural killer cells. These are beta-glucans products that can be really good for immune support. And there's even some evidence that certain probiotics help to support and sustain a proper immune response. So, you know, there you have it in terms of some of the things that are helpful. And let me just mention this resource on a great source of oregano. I'm reading some copy here, so it sounds like a commercial, but I'm really trying to just get the word out. You know, a lot of places are sold out of oregano, but here's a source where I think it's still available. If you're looking to give your immune system a boost, well, here's a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation. It helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces in the United States. So for more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. It's a play on words. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. So take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Really ought to stockpile that stuff. Yeah, the other thing to talk about immunity, you know, Michael, you're a vegan, and you know that veganism helps people maintain optimal weight. Overweight in itself is pro-inflammatory and immunosuppressive. Many people who are overweight are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. They may not even know yet that their blood sugar is dysregulated. Diabetics are at serious risk because you can control your blood sugar maybe through strenuous efforts and the use of medication or insulin when you're well. But when you're sick, your blood sugar goes all to hell. And some of the deaths due to coronavirus, I'm sure, are in decompensating diabetics who actually, the coronavirus was the trigger, but the actual proximate cause of death was diabetic ketoacidosis, or poorly controlled diabetes. And that is often set off by a stress, including a viral illness. So that's a big problem. A lot of the people with COVID-19, very high percentage of them are hypertensive. Well, hypertension means likely you're overweight or you may have heart problems. But there's an interesting sideline on that, is the belief is that it has something to do with ACE. It's an enzyme which controls the way that the kidney handles blood pressure. Angiotensin converting enzyme, or ACE, is actually the target for several drugs. There are ACE inhibitors, and there are angiotensin receptor blocker drugs. And there's been a lot of controversy over this lately in discussion about whether these drugs are harmful. It is not true that if you're taking one of these drugs, you should immediately get off because it's going to worsen your chances of surviving COVID-19 if you contract coronavirus. But there's actually some speculation about whether taking an angiotensin receptor blocker, a popular drug called Losartan, can help. And not that we all should be taking it unnecessarily, but if you get very sick with this, this might be one of the potential solutions. It's now under clinical investigation as a potential treatment for patients with 4-plus illness due to COVID-19. So, you know, there's controversy, too, about what to do if you have a fever. Should you take Tylenol? Is it bad to take ibuprofen? There's been some wild rumors circulating around that ibuprofen is counterproductive and dangerous when you have COVID-19. But to my knowledge, there's no scientific proof or demonstration that ibuprofen is a bad thing to take, but fever is part of the body's natural immune defense. It helps the body's immune system mobilize in the face of an invader. And high temperatures, hyperthermia, actually helps to suppress viruses. So if you get this and you have a fever, allow it to go up. Now, 101, 101.5, it's generally well tolerated by most adults. And if it goes any higher, yeah, okay, fine. You can take either ibuprofen or Tylenol. Be careful when you're taking Tylenol. It can cause liver injury. And if you want to offset the adverse effects of Tylenol, take some N-acetylcysteine or NAC. NAC has also been shown to help viral infections. And it generates glutathione, which is depleted by Tylenol, but also is in short supply when your body is fighting an infection. So N-acetylcysteine comes into play here. Those are some of the potential natural solutions that are out there. And I thank you, Michael, for teeing off this important discussion. We'll be talking lots more about natural solutions in coming days as more and more information comes in about their effectiveness against coronavirus. They make sense against the flu and colds. We have a lot of experience there. But this is a new entity, and we have to be careful about making not making blanket recommendations, making targeted recommendations to the way that this new virus responds. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, on this special edition of Intelligent Medicine, where we're confronting the coronavirus pandemic. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're talking about, of course, coronavirus pandemic. And 877-726-8255 is our number. In the waning time left in this program, you may not have time to call, but you can call us 24/7 and you can record a question. We'll answer it later. We're going to devote the entire week to discussing this threat. There's a very peculiar thing going on. There was a surprising incidence of millennials requiring hospitalization for COVID-19. And one theory is about the prevalence of vaping among millennials. They may be, I mean, even before this virus, there were a lot of cases of people with severe, even fatal lung disease due to vaping. We certainly know from China that smokers are more vulnerable to the effects of the coronavirus. And, you know, just breathing the air in Beijing, Shanghai, Wuhan, these cities of 10 million plus, they're highly polluted, was equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day for all Chinese. So, you know, another reason to not assault your lungs with toxic hot vapors. It appears that men are more vulnerable than women to the effects of coronavirus. One speculation is that having two X chromosomes may be protective. There's more immune-related genes on the X chromosome. It's like having an extra auxiliary piece of the immune system, and women may be less vulnerable, not invulnerable, but less so. Interesting new development is that HIPAA rules that govern telemedicine, have been suspended. I don't do a lot of telemedicine because of confidentiality rules. Now, if patients want to talk to me, I can actually do a video conference. That's something that I'm thinking of doing next week because I can't go into my office. There's a lockdown here in New York. Home COVID tests are coming online. But the idea being is that we should be sparing and thoughtful of other people and not just take the test if we're well. Yes, if we have danger of exposure or if we're coming down sick, it makes sense to get tested. But, you know, more testing, we're clearly going to uncover more cases. We'll see the case incidence skyrocket, but that's an artifact of the fact that more tests are coming online. People with obsessive-compulsive disorder, they're already germaphobes and are washing their hands constantly. They're in trouble because we're all turning into OCD germaphobes with the advent of coronavirus. And, you know, there's going to be some real psychological and psychiatric ramifications of this. More and more psychiatrists are encouraging their patients to reach out and garner some degree of reassurance. If you suffer from an anxiety disorder, well, man, that's going to go through the roof during these troubled times. There's some evidence that nitric oxide may play a role in protecting people from coronavirus. And so dietary nitrates, eat your beets and have a lot of spinach and dark leafy green vegetables, but also nitric oxide producing supplements may be helpful, as pointed out to us by Beth Shirley of Berkeley Labs, the makers of nitric oxide supplement that we talk about here in this program. There is this wild rumor that, well, it's not so wild because initially there was a report after analysis of the virus genome that it resembled in some ways the HIV virus, and that the only way that could have happened is that it was bioengineered or man-made. And it happens that there's a virology research lab in Wuhan, China. So the thought was that either intentionally or accidentally, one of their Frankenstein viruses was released into the environment, that it was genetically engineered, either intentionally as a bioweapon or accidentally as part of research. The latest is that it's pretty definitively not man-made because nature has a way of generating these viruses without any help from humans. From time to time, these things happen. And the good news is that this is really, I don't think, going to be as serious as the Spanish flu, which killed 50 to 100 million people worldwide. It appears to be less deadly and less virulent. it's just a matter of seeing how this whole thing will end up. And bottom line, this may turn into an excellent fire drill to prepare us for the next viral scourge, one that may be even more deadly. I mean, these things, they are inevitable. Nature generates viral variants that the health community really has to have a quick drill to respond to, and hopefully this will increase preparedness. Governor Andrew Cuomo was on TV, and he was actually very inspirational earlier today. He said, yes, we have a problem. Yes, we'll get through it. Let's appeal to our better natures and help each other and show the resilience that we as New Yorkers showed in the aftermath of 9/11. And that's what I suggest you do. Put on a positive face. Let's deal with this. Let's lock down. Let's do some creative things in our time that we'll have to spend alone at home. And let's all get through us through this. More information, you can find it at drhoffman.com. Lots of podcasts. Our newsletter will talk about this. More resources coming up. This is Intelligent Medicine.